Welcome to Medical Discovery News. I'm Dr. Norbert Herzog.
And I'm Dr. David Neisel. As researchers sought the answer why Black women suffer more maternal health complications, one link has now become clear. The regular use of hair straighteners by 90% of Black women over generations, often starting at young ages.
A study in 2012 linked their use to uterine fibroids, which 80% of Black women develop by age 50. The fibroids cause painful periods and infertility and are a leading cause of hysterectomies.
Another study called the Sister Study involved 50,000 women ages 35 to 74 with sisters who developed breast cancer.
After analyzing the data, they found women who had used hair relaxers every 5 to 8 weeks had over 30% higher rates of breast cancer.
Studies also show if Black women used hair relaxers before age 12 for more than a decade, they were more likely to develop larger and more aggressive breast tumors.
Using the product at least 4 times a year is linked to ovarian cancer and uterine cancer, which went up by 80% for frequent users.
A follow-up study of 45,000 women linked more than twice-a-year use for more than 5 years to a 50% chance of higher risk of uterine cancer.
And yet, most of the toxic ingredients were not listed on the packaging of nearly 20 products used by Black women. It's time for the FDA to step in with more rigorous regulation of these products.
We are Drs. David Neisel and Norbert Herzog at UTMB and Quinnipiac University, where biomedical discovery shaped the future of medicine. For much more in our disclaimer, go to medicaldiscoverynews.com or subscribe to our podcast. Sign up for expanded print episodes at illuminascicom.com.